Living over here today, Masecht and Negoyim, Perek Vav, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Part 2. Eilu v'harayis, taharayis, the following of her, taharayis, shahayi, number one, shahayi by koidim l'mad entire. The first is baheres, a baheres, that a person, on his body, he was a ger. He was a member of the tribe, but it was before Matan Torah came into existence. Okay, benochi v'niskayer, b'kotan v'nolad kodov, he means an ubar. The nega was in the ubar v'noila. So how do you know? I guess when the baby comes out, you see it. The moment the baby comes out, you see there's a baheres. The baby is born with a baheres. I heard that they're not let babies not allowed to be born until the baby has to show, when the baby comes out, a vaccine passport. Otherwise, the baby is not allowed through the rechem. The OBGYNs have to see the baby holding in his hands the vaccine passport, or the baby cannot pass. Katan vanilla, the katan, the baby is inside, the baby has a baharis, it comes out, the doctor sees, the OBGYN sees, it has a baharis, so therefore the baby is not going to become a menuga. It's not a menuga because it was in the matzav of nishtan ish, nishkevenen ish. The kemat, the nigle, let's say it was in a fold, therefore it's not a makam atzchi, the nigle revealed. Baroish of Azakan, the Rosh Hashanah is not a place of Baharis because it's here. Bashrein of Michel, the Kedach of Amard, the Mardin is going back in all three. If there's a Baharis in the Shrein, the Michel, and the Kerach, and while they are in a Matzah of Mardin, so the law is this is not called a Baharis. Even if now it gets better, now the Kedach and the Shrein heal and they form a Krum, like the Klipas Hashum. It doesn't matter. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah is discussing a case where there's a nega, and the nega there's a continuation. Let's say now they become bald. So this is a new case. Now we're starting now. This is an introduction. These words now are an introduction to the next part of the Mishnah. Until this part of the Mishnah, we discussed where it was pitur and chiyuv. It was pitur, a matzav of pitur, and then a matzav of chiyuv. Now we're starting a new section. In this section, there are three parts. There's chiyuv, pitur, chiyuv. The nega begins in a matzav of chiyuv, then it goes to matzav of pitur, then it goes back to a matzav of chiyuv. And in that situation, we're going to discuss different tahiratim. This is what chazar harayish v'azakin v'tichu. But when it says these words in the Mishnah, you have to understand that before it's chaza, before nikruchu, there was no the nega chaza harayish v'azakin v'tichu or hashchin v'anich v'akedach v'nasu tzeleves. Wait. So what's this case over here? I'm confused. Right? Let's see. We have to go back to the Rav. See if got everything already. Got everything. Let's go back to the Rav. Eilu v'harosh t'harosh t'hayu lo v'kodim l'man t'ayra. Mi shachay sabay tzaras k'odim l'man t'ayra. Lo hayu tamim achmas oysa nega lachem man t'ayra t'chsiv adam kiya bar b'saray prat l'zeh shekvar hara haya. V'chol hani nam d'chashim v'chasim nafke d'be'inan sheyevoleid ha'nega b'sha sheroi li tamim boi v'loi k'odim. All of the examples are similar, and the nega was when the baharis came into existence in a matzav or in a makom where, according to the halacha, it's not called an ekumai ger actually in the sky or cotton actually in the land of Hinkula. The Kema Vinigas Kala, Shay Mithila Gnega Mustar Besecha Kemat, Vayatar, Mimneshu, Bebes Hasasadim, the Achakach Nigla Kema Mordim, Klema Beshin, Vamichla Mordim, the word Mordim goes back on all the words. Shlay Nisrapu, Vulohelu, Krum, Klimas Hashem. Now we come to the next part of the Mishnah, Ad Sheloi Helu Sear. Wait a minute, that's already weiter. So when it says over here, Chazar Harosh, V'Hazokon, V'Nikruchu, become bald, or Ashrim V'Anich V'Alkerach V'Nasu Tzerevis. Okay, that's simple. I'm sorry, I mean, that's part of the cases. You have there a case of the Nega. It was, this goes back on all the cases. You have the case of, so let's go back, I'm sorry. Let's go back to Baroish V'Hazokon. Let's go back. This line, the dots here are misleading us. I don't know why I put it over here. I don't know why I put it there. These words, I don't know why I put a dot after the word v'mordin. There should be no dot there. There's a new case now. You have boroish uva zakan. You have a nega on the head or the beard, or bashkin uva michav the kedach uva mardin. And then, in regard to the roish zakan shkin michav and kedach, chaza haroish va zakan v'nikrichu, or hashkin va michav va kedach v'nasu tzareves tohirim, because this is the case of it was potur. It was a matziv of Petur, and now it turns into a matziv of Chiyuv. In these cases, when the Nega first came into existence, it was in a situation where it's not possible for it to be Tameh, because it's when it's the Rosh and the Zokon, there is Seor. When the Nega was, the Baheris was Nishave on the Rosh and the Zokain, it's not possible to become Tameh, because the Rosh and the Zokain is here. And if there's here, there's no din baheres. There's no din baheres on a roish and a zokin. And there's no din baheres on a shchin, michve, kedach, hamordin. There's no din baheres. So here you have baroish uva zokon, or bashchin uva michve uva kedach uva mordin. And now the here, all of the here falls off. So now it turns into a mokim where theoretically it can be a nega. But since it was nishave in the matzav of Tahara, there's nothing that can happen now that can make it Tomei. Just like the beginning of the Mishnah, Lufnei Matan Torah, or Benochi V'Niskayer, Kodem V'Noilat, Bekered V'Nigle, Bekered V'Nigle, just like in all of those cases, it's Potur, it's Tohar, because the Nega was Nishave in the matzav of Tahara, so to these cases, the Nega was Nishave B'Reish V'Zakne, B'Shchin V'Michav V'Kedach V'Mardim, and then v'chol zaharish v'azokim v'nikuchu v'ashkin v'amich v'akedach v'nasu tzoreves tohoirim. Okay?
Yeah.
Tohoirim. Weiter.
According to Chacham.
What?
According to Chacham.
According to everyone. No one disagrees with this. There's no one that disagrees with this.
Rabbi Lazar Omar. The next half of this mission.
That's only in the last case. It only comes to disagree with Ben Yaakov in the case where it was Nishave in the Mokum of Tahara, in the Mokum where it's possible to become Tamei, and then it entered into the dark zone and went back into the good zone. The Rebbe Ben Yaakov is only coming to argue in the case where it's Tahar, Tamei, Tahar. Here it's good, bad, good. Good, bad, good. Over here, it's bad, good. Everyone agrees when it's bad, good. There are only two states.
Hold on, the next case is starting from Chazah HaRosh.
No, that's part of this case. Look, it says here in the Mishnah, Baroish Uvazokan, it's an introduction. It says right over here, we're giving now another example where the Nega was Nisave, the Baharis was Nisave, in a situation where it cannot possibly be a Nega. Because there's no such thing as a Baharis and a Rosh and a Zokon when there's here, and there's no such thing as a Baharis and a Michve Shchin and a Kedach when it's Mordin. It's not Shaykh in this at this moment in time, because there's no skin.
Right. So then the second part of the Mishnah starts after the word Tahor.
Correct. Correct. Right now. Correct. Exactly. Right now we're giving. It says in the third line of the Mishnah is Baroish uvazokon. We have the Rosh and the Zokon. There's a Baharis. Or there is a Baharis Bashchin in the Mugma of the Shchin, or the Mikhva, or the Kedach HaMordin. There is a Baharis. And now what happens? And now Chazar HaRosh VaZakon V'Nikrichu, the Rosh and the Zakon, the hairs fall away. The hairs fall away. So now we should say there's a Baharis in the Mokoib where there should be Tomei. No, it's too late. If the Baharis would first appear after the hairs fell out, yes. But here, the Baharis appeared while there were still hairs. So you can't become Tameh. The only time you can become Tameh from Baharis is when the Baharis appears for the very first time in a situation where we are receptive to the Tumah. If there is a Baharis in the Roish and the Zakon, when there is here on the Roish and the Zakon, it's Tahar. There's no din Tumah. So even though now the hears fell away, and the Roish and the Zakon now can be it can be possible for them to be a makom of a baharis. That's correct, provided the baharis first appears after the hears fell away. But if the baharis fell away, the baharis appeared when they were hears on the Rosh and the Zakein, it's too late. Then it's tar. It's not, it's grandfathered in. It's basically, it's grandfathered in to remain tohar. Since the hears appeared on the Rosh Nezakin, when the Rosh Nezakin had hear, and at that moment in time, the Kohen Paskins tohar, because if there's hear on the Rosh and the Zakon, so it's not le'enei mari ha-kohen, the Kohen can't see it. You cannot fulfill le'enei mari ha-kohen. So, if you can't fulfill le'enei mari ha-kohen, it's tar. So now, it's grandfathered in. It's going to become tar forever. Even if the hairs of the head and the beard, they fall away, and the beharis remains, since it appeared in a matzah of tahar, it remains tahar. Right? Okay. Yeah. And that's just like the case of Koide Matan Torah, and Gerish and Iskayer, in Ubar V'noilad, and Ekemat V'nira. Since the Baharis came into existence in a situation where the halach is tahar, it's grandfathered in. It's tahar, even now the situation changes. And if the nega would first appear now, you would be tahar. Since the nega first came on the scene in a matzav where the psak halacha was tahar, you remain in that state of tahara l'oylam v'ed l'netzach nitzachim. Min ha'oylam v'yad ha'oylam. And this part of the Mishnah is telling you another example. Beroish of a Zakan or Bashchin Uva Michva Vekerach Uva Mardin. So at this moment in time, you go to the Kohen and you show Kohen, look, I have a Baharis on my Rosh and my Zakan, or I have a Baharis in the Shchin, the Michveh, or the Meret that is more, or the Kedach that's Mardin. The Kohen would paskin Tahar. And now the next day, all the hair falls out by the Rosh and Zakan, or the Shchin, Michveh, Kedach forms a Soreves. So the, now, so and I look, now it healed. It doesn't matter. If you were Torah yesterday, you're Torah today. Because you're grandfathered in. Since this nega first came into existence in a situation where you were Torah, that state of Torah is never going to leave you.
Yeah.
Now we go to the next part of the mission. Next part of the mission is denied entirely. Now we're discussing a case where the nega appears when there is no here. So the Psak Halacha is Tomei. That's Tommy. So now all of a sudden we have a break. What's the English word? Respite? A respite. A respite. There's a respite here. Where now the here forms, there's a lot of here. There's a child gets a nega. So the child's Tommy. And now a lot of here comes into that makom of the Rosh and the Zakat. So now the child is tar. And now the here falls away. So he goes back to the way it was originally. So the question is, do we say that there's a hefsik? There's a hefsik. The hefsik is mafsik. So that's the dilemma. We're introducing the Rosh, the Zakin, Ad Shaloi Helu Seyar. And then Helu Seyar. Then, but then Vinikrichu. And then it disappeared. Or we have the Shchin. We have a Nega. We have a nega on regular or basar, and then suddenly comes Ashchin v'amichve v'akedach ad shloi nasu tzareves v'nasu tzareves. Or we have to end with or v'chayu, not v'chayu or v'chayu. So here we have a case where the person was talking about a real nega. The nega was on mamish on regular or basar. He was in mitzar, and then here grew in. Or in that exact location where there was a nega, that became a shchin v'amichve v'akedach. So at this moment in time, he's tar, because this moment in time, it's not called Arbasar. It's not called this here now. And then the here goes away. Or the nega, the shchin michve kedach, it's a tzareves. So now you go back to a matzav of where he should be tameh. The question is, do we say that the middle zman, the middle tekufa, is a hefsik? The nega was nishave on regular Arbasar. And he was mamish and mukhlar at that moment in time. And then there was a hefsek. Then we went into a matzav of where it's not a nega anymore. Because this is a seyar. of the Rosh Nezakin. Well, this is the other thing that we said. This is a Moirat. And now those issues disappear. So we're back where we started. Which is say, Tameh. Shaila is, do we say in the matzav, in the center, is going to be a hefsek? And that's the machlokes. Do alein is a machlokes. So those are the mitarin. Okay, that's what we learned. That's the chazara we learned last Thursday. Now let's see over here what it says over here in the Rav again. Nachmol elu b'horos haris show you by the kind of man tyra mishai so it's last kind of man tyra. Well, how you tell me? Machmas is a neger lachman even achavat tyra. The siv adam here by b'sarai proud as zesh shikvar haya as ki yihye. Stayed in the whole parasha. It says the word ki yihye, which is a gili milsa, is that the vaheres must be nishave, must make its appearance in a situation where he becomes tame. But if the nega made its appearance in a situation where he's tahar, and then the situation changed and theoretically now he should be tame, too little, too late. The nega must be ki yihye. The nega must make its appearance in a matzav where he can become tame. Adam ki yihye v'yar b'saray. Proud of zesh shekvar haya. Pohani nami d'chashiv. All the other ones that we mentioned before. Okay, all the other ones that we mentioned before. Yeah. V'chol. Excuse me. V'chol harinam v'chashem v'chasem nafki. D'bidam sh'yivol ha-nega b'shosha roi l'itami b'v'loikoy d'b'kabon gira. Ad shloim niskaya v'kod n'ad shloim v'ilad v'chein kulam. V'kema v'niskala sh'hoye mitchilat ha-nega b'musta b'sech ha-kemer v'hoye tar v'bnei shohu b'beis ha-sonim v'achkach niskala. It was once hidden. It's not l'chol enei, l'chol mare enei ha-koyhein. Weiter, Uva Mordim, Koloima, Beshrin, Uva Mikva Ham Mordim. It was found in the Shrin and the Mikva. That's Mordim. Shalom Nisrapu, Velohelu, Kurum, Klipa, Klipa Sashon. Okay, so there was no Klipa Sashon. It was Shalom Nisrapu, Veshlohelu, Kurum, Klipa Sashon. Ajlohelu Sayar. Ajlohelu Sayar before and here, Bo Hanega. Okay, this is a new case. Shlohelu sebo hanega b'chashivei k'or basar haynu t'chilos antumo b'chash'ola ha-sa'arois har v'havei tohara shedinon b'nesokin, because when it's here, the only type of nega is a nesek. Uchash niskarchu, when it became bold again, haynu seifon tumo. So we have over here tumo, tahara, tumo. What's the halach? And similarly, how do you say that word? Simmer, I can never say this word. Similarly?
Yes.
Similarly? Similarly?
Say, and also.
No, I want to sound sophisticated. I want to sound sophisticated. Educated. Educated.
Educated. When it sounds sophisticated and educated. So the word is.
Similarly.
Similarly.
Oh no, I'm making you into me. I'm contaminating you. Weiter. Do you think my eye has COVID?
You know what? I probably don't want to say anything, but I'm with COVID, can't manifest with pink eye a little bit. Pink eye and respiratory.
It's not pink. It's not pink. Look in the mirror. It's not pink. There's no pink there. So do you think I still have? I probably have. If I go, I have no doubt. I'll go. Yeah. Oh yeah, of course you have COVID. Go tell everyone that you know that you have COVID. Go be with Farsi in the whole world you have COVID. Yeah, you wish. You wish. You wish. Okay, Shabbat, Hashrin, Vamich, Vakeda, Chaynut, Tahara. This is Tahara, the Binan Shayakdim, Shayakdim, Hashkin, Vanichvel, the Seis. It must come first, before the Seis. They'll say, Vayim, Bimkav, Hashkin, Seis. In the place of the Shkin comes the Seis. Shayakdim, Hashkin, the Seis. Vahoyim, Bimkav, Hashkin, Seis. The place of the Shkin, there is a Seis. Shayakdim, Hashkin, the Seis. Velo, Shetakdim, Hashkin, the Shkin. Because they say we don't cover hefsik. If there's a hefsik in the middle, no good. Hefsik is the makom of the yetzer hara. When the yetzer comes in, it takes away the consistency. The male, once you have a matzah of a hefsik, male, you never go back to the tumah. Okay, good. So this is the raf. We did read the mafarshim last week. We have to go back. Let's see the chart. Let's see the chart. Chart over here is Hamikra. Negash Nullah Bishas Abtur, but this guy much Achloy Bishasachin. There's a neg that was Nullah Bishas Abtur. The Niskayen. And the nega has endured. Can you give someone a call over Zoom? Is it transmittable electronically? Why not? Why can't the CDC just say it does and then it will? If the CDC will say that just even looking at someone on Zoom has can transmit. I think I would say 80% of the country will accept that as fact. For sure. Especially the media. Okay, the biggest shock I ever heard about COVID was when I was here in this shul, and it was after shachas. It was last year, a year ago, and he said, we blow shofar, blow out of the window. I heard that. I said, you know something? I must be in the next world already.
Yes, sir.
Blow shofar outside. Put the window out. Put the shofar out the window and blow shofar. What did you just say? Joking? No, let's just stay home already. Let's stay home and watch television instead of going to shul. It's like the story, in 100 years from now, a mother will be going to shopping for Erev Pesach with her daughter. They'll be wearing masks. So the little girl will say, Mommy, why do we go when we go shopping for Pesach, do we wear masks? So they'll say, I don't know, but this is what my mother did. And my mother told me that that's what her mother did. So this is the Minhag Yisrael. Imagine the Shulchan Aruch Ha'asin. When you blow shofar, the Baal Tekiya should put the shofar out the window. This is the Messiah. Al Pi Soit. Al Pi Soit. Al Pi Kabbalah. I think it's a joke. It's no joke. Ain't no joke, man. There was a shul where the minig was they every time they did hakafas, a simchas Torah, they came from the Aron HaKodesh, they bow down. They do hakafas. And when you do hakafas around the bima, the simchas Torah, so when you come to the Aron, you bow. Everyone would bow before the Aron. Beautiful minig, right? You bow before the Aron when you do hakafas. So someone said, what kind of crazy mishigas is this? So he thoroughly researched and he found that many years ago in the shul, they did major renovations, and it was scaffolding. Scaffolding was in front of the Aron HaKodesh, and they couldn't finish the job before Simchas Torah. So when they did HaKafas, when they got to the Aron HaKodesh, everyone had a bow, bend, to get under the scaffolding, to go around in a circle. So once they bowed to get under the scaffolding, so the next year, they continued to bow. And then some yukul said, yeah, because it's the Aron, he has to bow before the Aron. You hear? That's how Minhagim start.
The Lozen used to be that Aleinu Shabeach, during Simchas Torah, they used to bow in front of. It's the same way we do on the Yom Ha'aretz. They would bow on Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah.
They still do that. Rabbi Shor does that.
When on Simchas Torah.
Yeah, on Simchas Torah, he bows down every Simchas Torah.
Right, so I believe that's a minute.
A Volozhin?
It's a minute.
And how did that happen? How did that start? How did that come about?
I mean, you know that Elaine, you know, came from the high holiday prayers and I went to the rest of the time, right? So it's, I guess, whatever was done.
It came from Ochan, Yehoshua and Ochan.
The first part.
The first part is Yehoshua, the second part is Ochan. Alkei Mikav is Rosh Hashanah is Ochan.
Right, and the first part is
Yehoshua. The letters are backwards. The letters of the words of each, the four parts.
Right.
And there are four parts. I'm getting backwards. It spells Yehoshua, Hoshea. There are four sections backwards.
Yeah, correct. So the Admar of Mendel of
Rimanov. Yeah.
Okay. Only know. Rav Naftali Rabshitz, Hayinagin Lekar B'Shav, from Lama Shav, from Avleil Shabbat, Bechol Sheva, Hakafa Shavashkan Araba, Bemiras Hashanis Benigun, Shayab Nara, Shahai Magin Lanaf, Karim Hayakar, Mishak, Benofab name, both in the Mal Shlish, Hachabakoshi Allah, Yahakal, Lahashkitam. That's during Hashan Araba. Yeshivas Valajin, Hagiga Simcha Space of Shaweva, Hayahan Div, Postechus Arna Kodesh, Riyahan and Tamidi Hayeshiva, Hayashar, Alain and Shabbat, Penehimus Shayam Narayim, Shayim Magin and Lanak and Korim, Hayikarim, Mishnach, Pesach Nessa, Shalak Rab and Vona, Hayikar Mishnach, and Balain, Pesach and Mir Sanak, and Kremis and Pastora, Arvis Vishakus, Arvis Vishakus, and Sim Pastora, just by regular doctor. Not even at that time. As I stated before.
All right. Not by me. I go to sleep early that time. Okay, let's go right to the chart. Nega shenoylad b'shas habetur v'niskayim ad shas chiyuv. Nega shenoylad lefnei matan Torah. The nega shenoylad lefnei matan Torah. Veniskayim liachar matan Torah. Eina mitamim v'chi nega shenoylad b'ger sheniskayer. B'ubar v'noylad. B'kemek v'niskalo. B'roish v'zokor v'nigrach. B'shchin b'michve v'kedach hamordim. V'nasu tzereves helukum. What is the din? Hadin hanega v'hatam hanikoyim tohoirim. L'fi shenoyldu b'shas ha'petur. V'nema odim kiyavar b'soroi se'eitz. Dorsh chazal ki yihye min ha'tzivui v'elich. Nikanu l'habo. Very straightforward. Two matzavim. Okay, next. Now we go to the bottom. The bottom says, nega, nega b'shas chiyav in ha'hefzik b'emsa ad shas ha'petur. Nega. Shenoylad b'roish v'zokon l'fnei ha'shehelu se'or. Okay, the Rosh Nuzokah before that here, that's very good. That's Mamash Shasriyev, that's Gvaldik. The Hemshech Leskai B'Shah Sha'olu Sayar. Then when it was a Hemshech, when there's Sayar, Shasa Petur. U'Bashah Shechozu V'Nikuchu, Shasriyev. So he went from Chiyev Petur Chiyev, the Chaynega B'Or Basar, V'Nasu Sam Shechim Michel Mordim Yevenega, B'Or HaBasar, Nega B'Or HaBasar, V'Nasu Sam Shechim Michel Mordim, the Achakach Nasu Tzareves, Oy Shishabu Legamri, Oy, see, Oy, Shishabu Legamri, means Oy. That's what it said in the Mepharshim, Shishabu Legamri, I'll take him a Mepharshim. What is the halacha? It's Machlekes. Machlekes, we said that it's Chiyiv, Petur Chiyiv, good enough. We said that the Petur is going to be a Hefzik. According to Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Metame, Hoyle, the Tzklos, Vesem, 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 I think, you know, we really did this last time. We really finished it last time, but it was kedai to chazret. It was worthy to chazret. You don't lose. And the Olam HaEmes will be very happy that I chazret this.
And I'm happy and I love Mahazet that we chazret.
I don't have any, I don't feel like there's any Olam HaEmes here.
You were kindish to Olam HaEmes by the chazret.
No, it wasn't. All right, Beis. Nishtanu marehen beilaka ben beilachner. Let's say the mare was nishtanu. The marehen was nishtanu beilaka ben lachner keitz alakos. Now what's the case? Here we go. Case lachoyso kasholik v'nasa kisid ha'echol. It was like snow and it turned into the seed of the hechel.
All right, so we had the four levels.
Let's see the other Rav. Rav says Nishtanu Marein are the horus to horus kolugan the horus to horus. Ki going the havian kishelik adchloy niskayer. Oh, so they're saying over here tif that before he was niskayer, it was a color that was tohar. There is a beheres. Until now, we learned of a situation where there was mamish a beheres that's tomei. Now we're discussing. Abharis to Horus Koi, and there's a Beharis when he was a Ger, a Goy. Goy the Havi Kishalik Achloy Niskayer, Umish Niskayer, Nases Kisira Hechel. So these are all to Horus, right? Are they? I'm more confused over here.
Beharis Azak Kishalik is how we started off, right?
Tommy. Nishtanu Marayan Abharis to Horus Koi. What does that mean? Goy the Havas Kishalik. That's Tommy. Achloy niskayer umish niskayer nases kisid hahechel. Let's go weiter. Ketzemelovan uchrum beitza kulaymar. Tchilo hoysa ketzemelovan. We achshav nases kikrum beitza. Let's see beitza in the ikar toisvus yamtif. Harash ushitasam asle the suyu luhu beperikamad mishnah gimel dechi nishtane me'av l'tolada. Ah, me'av l'tolada she'ena shaloi. That's she'ena shaloi. This is the big machlokes. We can't go into too many details over here because it's over my head. When you go from an av to a telada, she'ena shaloi, right? She'ena shaloi, oy mi toldo la toldo, nikri nega acher. But they have a pligi tana deha, v'lo pligi tanoi, dehacha. Avol, so therefore that's the chesho. Here you have to mamash, we mamash akad, and Ali Yisaydis of Megoyim. So we're going over here from an av to a telada, the ena shaloi, or mi one telada to a different telada. So that's already a violation, that's already a breach. That's already disloyalty to the nega. So we'll see what the halacha here is in a moment. Avoram lefi peyut shitasa the Rabbeinu Moshe. Ben maimain lefi shitasa the afil l'shtadu mishalik l'krum lehave nega acher perish. He holds that when you go from one toilod to another, it's not. How singing them shall perish? Shabaharish kishalik chazra l'sid oy l'tsemelovan oy l'krum. Shabaharis Kishalik Chozro Lasid, it went back. Chozro Lasid or Tsemelovna Lukrum Khilu Yomash Ain Hefish Ben Chazeres Chazoras Marecha Mara Chaverta Shehi Says Oitoldasa Oitol Chaverta Lukhu Omra Vinas Mispachas Mis. Mespachas seis or mespachas azo atkan ve'osi shabit fei de laharav sefer nasis mespachas in elfi pirush duresha. I don't know what in the world that means. Let's for the moment ignore it for the moment. Let's at least learn with the first parish of the Taisis Yomtiv. He says over here that we're going from an av to a tolada to ena shaloi, or one tolada to a different tolada. So that means we're really switching. Let's see what happens now. So it's a much more lomish case. Because over here, on the one hand, the nega that we're looking at after the person is megayer is a gevalde nega. And you can't go tell him that this nega existed before he was megayer. It didn't. It first was adam ki yihyeh. You fulfill the ki yihyeh because this particular nega first came into existence now. But mitzat sheni, even though taka, this color now, is called in halacha nu nega, but the bottom line is there really was a nega in this Mokoyim before he was Megayer. So how do you look at it? We need it to be Kiyiyah. How do you touch the word Kiyiyah? Does Kiyiyah mean that we just need the technical data to fit and that's enough? Or do we need the flavor to fit? We need the flavor. The flavor of it Kiyiyah means, the flavor of Kiyiyah means that there was absolutely nothing there. And now, after he was Megaya for the very first time, there's a Nega. If you had something there, even though technically what was there is not what's here now, it's two different Negoyim, but there was a Nega.
there was a nega. You can't go tell me it's ki yihiyeh. That's the machlokes. The machlokes is hatafatayish. Gut. The meaning of ki yihiyeh. What are the parameters? What are the rules of ki yihiyeh? Do we say, as long as, listen, right now we have a naya nega, don't confuse me with the facts. We work for the FDA. We have an agenda. We want to make you tame. We don't want to hear any issues. Right now you have a nega. Right now, did this nega exist before you were goy? It didn't exist. It exists now. That's good enough. According to the other people, the opposition, no. In Achinami, this particular nega you have now, but there was a nega. There was a nega on this machim when you were a goy. So you can't go tell me that it's gansim ki yihiyeh. It's not a shleimos of ki yihiyeh. This ain't a ki se sholim. Ki yodol ke iska. It's not a shleimos. There are zwei dinim in a nega. There's the nega, and there's the type of nega. It's taka true that now this type of nega is nishave achar your yadus. But the nega, the etzem, it pre-existed your initiation into the state of being part of a member of the Klal Yisrael. As a state, yeah? That's the machlokes.
As long as the nega was not there, the shas up to it, so we say that it's good.
I mean, let's go back to the Mishnah. So now, let's see what it says over here, back to the Rav, Mishnah Mariam Amaris Torah's Koi. Kegoin, why is it Kegoin the Havas Keshod Achloi Niskayer, or Mishniskayer Nasikis Ahechol, which is a Toledo Shein Shaloi, or Ketzera Lava Nechukum Beitza, Koloma Techila Hoitza Tzera Lava, Yachshav Naskrim Zoya. It went me Toledo Le Toledo. Tzera Lava and Kurum Beitza, without going into too many details, which are too confusing for my little head, is me Toledo Le Toledo. Weiter. Yeah, okay, right in the Mishnah. Let's say now, Naseis, so what the Mishnah paskins, Naseis Mispacha Seis. Rav, what does mean Mispacha Seis? Oi Mispachas Aza. Rav, Naseis Mispacha Seis and Mispachas Aza. Kolomar, Shaseis, Naseis Mispachas, Shechozulius Kotola Shalom. The word mispachas always means a telada. Mispachas is a general term which means a telada. Mispachas is a mixture. The se'es is the av, is the primary, is the pure, and the sepachas is a teruvis. This part is coming to explain the ratio. Hainush nasis azo mispachas, and av became a telada. The oisa shoisa kitsem love and asaki kurum beitza. What's that? Hainu shenasis seis mispachas. Nochamo. The Pavisha Mafarish, the Kroni Hoysish Kishon Nasaki said, Heichel, Hainu shenasis azo, and azo became a mispachas. So there are two different types of things, which I don't understand what this means, but let's just leave it that way it is for the moment. You're going from an aza to a mispachas, or you're going from a se'es to a mispachas. And it's coming to explain in the first part of the Mishnah where it says, that's going from an aza to a mispachas. And then when it says, you go from tzemel to kurum beitza, You're going from a se'es to a mispachas. Shenaseis se'es mispachas. So the Mishnah here says, it now explains, naseis mispachas se'es, or mispachas aza. Okay, we're going, yeah?
Is it automatically considered Eido Shalom, or it still could be told in the same family, right?
I guess that's the big machlok. That goes back to the beginning of the Masechta, which I don't remember anymore. That goes back to the beginning of the Masechta to define all different shitas, all different opinions. There's so many different opinions. And yeah, machlok is in the opinions. Machlok is Rishonim, Rambam, and this one and that one. So all that has to be clarified, which is all in my head. I can't go back. That's not for now. Now you have to go back. Over here, let's just do the general. Like Balabatim, like Daf Yomi people. You just turn the page. Okay, just get the basic gist over here. He's saying over here, Yisayid. There's something called a Se'ez and something called an Aza. A Se'ez turns into a Mespachas and an Aza turns into a Mespachas. The Se'ez and the Aza, they're the Ikor. They are, you know, they're the upper echelon. They work for the government. And the Mespachas, they are just peasants, serfs. They're water carriers and wood choppers. I said over Yavar to many people, whoever wanted to listen to me, I said over Yavar to a lot of people. I don't know, you know, people don't take offense if they don't like it because they don't like me. But I told them that Yavar. And I was trying to say is that the din is not just for this year. Rosh Hashanah is a progress report from the beginning of time to the end of time. The Ershta is Avraham Avinu, the last one, Lifnei Boyam Hashem Ezileu Hanavi. Atem Nitzan Mahayim, where are you holding? What have you achieved in the timeline of history of the Klal Yisrael? Where are you holding? Where have you fit into the picture? Where have you contributed to bring the ultimate Geula from Avraham Avinu to Eliyahu Hanavi? So I said it over to a few people. I don't know if people know. I've already told you, a lot of times a fart, it's all dependent upon if you like the person who's saying the fart. If you like the person who's saying the fart, everything is good. Even the greatest apikursis. If you don't like the person, no matter what they say, it's no good. Kachi dariko eshaloyla. Pashut. Vaita. I'm telling you, that's pashut. If you like the rabbi, everything he says is good. If you like the rabbi, whatever he says is no good. That's how it goes. This is life. This is life. Vaita. Keitzah lachmer. So keitzah lachmer. So then this is a case of, it says over here, shanah mayim beinim lachmer beinim lachmer. So this is the case of this lachmer. Here he's going down. Keitzah lachmer. Hai sakru beitzah v'naseis kitzim alam. And you're going up. Or kisid heichel v'chashalek. And you're going from sid heichel to shalek. So here you're going up. Rav. V'chasid heichel v'chashalek. Kaloymar. Hai sakru beitzah. The act of nases kashalek. Okay, nases. Rabbi earlier told me that word. He said it's nases, it's not nasis. It's nases. The other Rabbi earlier, what's doing with him? Yeah, we gotta find out what's doing with him. I called her number a few times, no one answers.
Well, I think I'm gonna call Eitan in
me too. Should I call Eitan or Uri? Maybe I'll call Uri. I'll call Rabbi Uri. I'm more struck with Uri. When I call him, should I say Rabbi earlier? He's a rabbi now. Even when I knew him, he was just a kid. Does the Rav, can I speak to the Rav? The Rav, Yitzhak Mayim al Raglecha, Machnir myself.
There's a line in one of
Life is Gehenna. When it comes to this, and the Kindleach,
that should be the worst of it.
Kindleach, I have to go with Machnir myself to the Kindleach.
That should be the worst. There's a line in Shalom Rosner wrote a Hakdamah for one of the things that they wrote about Yeshiva. So he writes that someone called his house and spoke to his daughter and says, can I speak to the Rav? So she says, the Rav is hanging on the wall, but I'll let you speak to my father.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Maybe you told that. Vaita.
But I mean, I guess you can call Uri. I'll try to call Uri. Uri is younger than you, no?
What?
Uri is younger than you.
Yeah. Much younger than me. Not much, but younger, yeah. Vaita. Yeah, Rabbi Lezer, you know, it's funny, like, remember, Moshe took relief. He once gave this a shir, Sugis from Daf Yomi, comes. There was a guy there that's, I'm sure, much older than him. I gave a shir, his Tarish name. When the shir is over, a guy goes over to him and says, can I ask you a question? Where did you get your hat? Where did you buy your hat? So, I mamish had the same experience. Vaita. So here it says,
Chayisuk beit or mispach and v'nasik is never loved. Let's say from Kitzel Hashem. Let's say from Kitzel Hashem. What?
Let's say from Kitzel Hashem.
Kitzel Hashem. Chayisuk kikun beit or v'nasik is never loved. You start off with a low level and went up high. A toilad to an af. I mean, a toilad right to that. Or kitzel echel and a turn into chashalik. So what is the halacha? If Elizabeth Ben Azariah mitaher, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Azariah paskins tahar. Okay, we have to see that in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar chisma oimer lahakel. He's made lahakel tahar ulahachmir teira evatchila. Now, what does that mean? So let's see. Yes, so we have two different cases. Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah in all cases across the board is tahar. I guess because it's an entirely new nega. It's consensus. It's no. I take that back. Entire means it's an old nega.
Because it started in Shas Abdur.
Right. It started. That's enough. Even though it started, Rav Lezer and Mechitz Moimer. So it depends. If you go down, Lahakel, then Tahar. Then we're gonna say, Lahakel. If you go down a notch. If you go down a notch, Tahar, because then we're going to say it already started. It started in the Matzav of Petur. If you go down. But Ulahachmir, but let's say you go up. So when the person was a guy, it was a Toilada. And now it becomes a Yid and it goes up higher. Hashem is giving you a message. You should not have become a Yid. You're a fool. What are you doing here? Lahachmir teidoche batchila. Start fresh. Rabbi Akiva oimer bein lakel bein lahachmir teidoche batchila. Akiva says no. He says
you start
all over again. It's a nayadin. It's key. It's mekayim kiyis. It's a very fundamental machlekes. It's mori tikzach. There's incredible depth in understanding the human condition by analyzing Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chisma. Over here, I'm telling you, this is all very good stuff, really geschmack stuff to go and analyze the human condition. Okay, let's see the end of the Rav. Rav here says, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva is the halacha. That's what we pass it. Okay, let's see over here what it says in Ikam Mefarshim. Ikam Mefarshim Mishnah Beis. Okay, Hakdama Mishnah Seinim Mamshich Lodu Benegoim Shinodu Beshasa Betur Elish Shabashasa Chiyuv Neshtana Marehim. They change colors. If there's a change in color, and then in between the change in color, the person, he changes state from a yid, from a goy, from one of the goyim to a yid, then you start fresh. In general, if a person's a yid from beginning to end, he's an FFB, from birth.
The FF who reads the FFJ.
He's an FFB who reads the FFJ, but not a BT who reads the NYT. Okay. It's like Ephraim Shapiro once said in his whole drasha. I don't like his style either, but he said, the guy says, this child kid says, Dad, I gotta tell you something. I have FEMA. I have FOMA. What is it called? Fear of being left out. Fear, F-O-M, F-O-B, fear of being, he said some acronym. So the father says, I'm glad you told me. Thank you so much you told me. I'll be okay. Everything will be okay. It's like the father didn't have no clue what the kid's talking about. He thought the kid had some terminal illness. And I'm getting out of here. Might be contagious. I'm out of here. I'll let my wife deal with this. It was very funny how he described it. Then he went and gave a whole conversation in acronyms. He gave a whole like conversation acronyms, and most of his audience has no clue what he's talking about, because they're not from that generation. Only the Kinderlach know what he's talking about. Rabbi Shor, that's what he said, that he wants to give a whole, he's going to tirade about this. Is that what's the chesaron in texting? The chesaron in texting is it's a zilzul in language. How could you write GR8? GR8? How could you write T, X, whatever? Like he went on this whole mishkas. It's like the chesaron of texting is you mezalzel in the language. What? Does it make sense to you? Look, he said, all the problems in the world come because people now are wearing a yarmulke that have only four parts. I have four-part yarmulke. This is why all the problems in the world. That's what he said. I'm not joking. I ain't joking. You can't make this up. So I asked someone, what does this mean? So he says, it means shesi v'erif. You're not going to have a four-part yarmulke because it's shesi v'erif. You're being yoinik from the klipas of Eisah Hayesh.
There's a problem with
Zugos.
I mean, I don't know
what the problem is. Shasiv Erev. Look, you see, it's Shasiv Erev. Azoin, 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 Azoin. Four parts. It's two and two.
I see. Because it's a
cross. You've been Yoinek from the Klippus. We gotta get Lipa Schmelzer here to save us. Lipus Klippus. Okay, so let's see over the other round. Over here, Likim Farshim. Sarah Bayor came and the going to Ben Bashilo and the Shan Lokal who have had come on my bean of came and Shlayar Mar Mar said the Kanam Perigdal and Misha Zayin. Nechi Tasi Lach with the going with Tarim Yoy, so why should we different? The Shap here come out Rebbe Lizman Azaria, Rebbe Lizman Azaria, Lizman Azaria is talking the best. Lizman Azaria says Metaher. He holds that it's going to be Tar, fine, it's Zol Bazach. My time of the Pliya late. We have the Darsha Kiya, Behaviyasa, Shalot, Nishtan, Mishahi Kodiman, Tar, Murdik. He says Kiya is a Behaviyasa Yehe. Behaviyasa Yehe. He has to remain the status quo. You hear what he's saying? Special Bazundradin. Kiya means it has to be. And you're coming to make a person tummy, he has to be, if Mashane has to be the status quo. All right, that's a side point. Let's see over here the chart. The chart. Nega b'shas ha-petur she'eshtane ma'areya b'shas ha-chiyuv. We have over here dugmois v'mishna b'heres. We have dugmois v'mishna. We have over here dugmois v'mishna b'heres she'b'shas ha-petur chayisa azza k'shelak. We have b'heres. And b'shas ha-petur. Yeah, it was Azra Kashelik. The B'shas HaPetur was Azra Kashelik. The B'shas HaChiyuv Nishtanso L'maris Seda Hechel, which is Mr. Pachas HaBeres. Less. You think Nechois Dargo. Nechois Dargo Unisiv Itisa. V'chein Tse'eis Lavan Sheshtane L'mare Krum Leitza. Again, Nachamol. This is Mr. Pachas HaSe'eis. This is the Mr. Pachas HaBeres. And there's the Mispachas Hase'es, I guess the Azza. The word Bacheres is using for the word Azza. And here the Mispachas Hase'es. So what's the halacha? Or what's the Shini Lahachmir? It went up. So we have a three-way machlokes. Rabbi Lozman Azaya Tar Kevon should no longer b'shas ha-petur makes no difference since the Iker Nega, regardless of its status, of its scale on the Richter scale, on the Nega scale, it doesn't make a difference. Always going to be since it started out in a matziv of petur, we don't care what color it is, it's Potter, and he makes the most sense. Rabbi Lozman Azaria. According to the Mepharshim, because if a person was taka a mukhlat and it changes color, or he was a muskar, we don't take into consideration a change in color. As long as the color is tame, you tame. We don't take into consideration going changing colors. So you tame. So therefore, if that's the case, when it comes to a person who first gets to make when he's in a matzav of petur before matan Torah, a ger, so then it doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Elazar Chasma says something very philosophical, a very philosophical approach to life, to understand the depth of the human condition. And he says, Tahor, only when, in the case when it went down, Shinu Lahokil. If it went down, then we say it's going to be a continuation. If it was before he was Jewish, he had a nega, and now it gets lighter. So then we say it's Tahor, Kevin Shinu B'Shas HaPatur. But let's say it goes up, going up, then we have to say that you came into Judaism, went up, you become Tommy right away. You're going to Kedin Nega Chodesh. Rabbi Akiva says you're looking always, doesn't make a difference. You go down, you go up, automatically you just change. This is called Kiyihiyeh. It's a Nayazach. It's not what it was when you were going. Memela. In all cases, you're looking at Kevin Shashtan and Nidan Kedega Chodesh. Beautiful. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Nishtanu Marayan. Let's say the Nega was Nishtane. Which means the color goes up or goes down. You went from an av to a tolda, or ketzemelavan, or you go from tzemelavan down to uchud beitza. And now the Mishnah explains: in the first case, it was nases mispachas seis. It went from a seis to a mispachas. And the second case was mispachas az, went from azot to mispachas. Case of the other way around. So he went up. So what's the halacha? Three-way machlokes. He holds tar because it's one continuation. And since it was nishave, when the person was not Jewish, so that's not called kiyiyye. Felt ois in the din kiyiyye. If it goes down lahakel, then tar. Then we're going to say there's no kiyiyye. But if it goes up a darga, starker the Torah. Then lahachmir, then tirag batchila. The yernayimensh. It's like a rebbe. He wears. I once saw a rebbe. I don't want to say who. All of a sudden, I look at him. He's wearing new lavush. His whole get up is not what he used to be. These designs on the back of shirt, yes, stripes down the center. I said, Rebbe, what happened to you? Became a zebra? Just when you thought that you were, what do you need this for? A black stripes? What is this? Two black stripes? Zachin? What was wrong with the old garments?
Generation.
What happened to the Rebbe? Vaida, fine. So therefore, if you go up, then we're going to say you get starker. Then you become then near betchila, and then we can be akiva. It doesn't make a difference. You go down automatically to be considered naizach. All right, very good. We did over here too much nice. I got to stop. Mamash got to go. I got Mamash to go.
Did we ever have this Mishnah that occurs in Hesker and Hachlit, or no? When the guy's in Hesker, I mean, did we have it? I don't remember. The
changing colors?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. I think we did. And we said it doesn't make a difference. That was the kash of the Tosfos Yom Tov. Av Ikim Mefarshim. That was his kash. Ikim Mefarshim says we learned this. When it comes to changing colors, it never makes a difference. Whether you're Hesker, you're Muchlat, if you have a Nega, and the Nega changes colors, that's it. This is all bizarre. We don't care. Once you're Tame, you're Tame. That's why his kasha was. So if you see that it doesn't... That's the kasha, right. It was always like everyone, what we learned until now was Elizabeth Nazaria. By a Yid that was always Tame from day one. And now, so why should it make a difference when you go from being a Goy to a Yid? Should it make a difference? Should you entertain the possibility of Elizabeth Chisma and Rabbi Akiva? If when a person is a Yid... And with Chilosav Yad Saifa, he's Tamei, and it changes colors, there's no difference. So the same way, that's what he quotes the Mishnah. That was the Mishnah. He quoted that we learned the Mishnah. We learned this Mishnah via Behesker and Hechlet. We learned it via Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, he says. But Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, there it says that it makes no difference. It makes no difference. So why all of a sudden, when it comes now to this situation, do we start making Chilukim? All right, Rabbi Yitzchak Avramish got to go. I want to wish you a kesiva v'chasimita. You gave me a lot of chiyus, a lot of hana. You did me a very big toiva. You did me a tremendous, tremendous toiva chiv. I owe you my life. I owe you really an enormous hakaras. I should come bring you, candy, chocolate. but I don't have any money, so I don't have any, I can't buy anything. I'm very poor. I need some money. But I owe you a very big hakaras hatov.
No,
I really do.
I'm the one that owes you that credit.
No, you don't.
I would never. The world of Taharas would be a closed world for you.
Please. Me too. I never learned this stuff. I never learned this stuff. I never learned the Goyim. I never learned the Goyim. Never. And even when I learned you, Yadayim, I don't remember learning anything about Yadayim and Taharas. Once upon a time, I learned Taharas with Arya Roth. We learned Taharas, we learned Yadayim. We learned good, we actually learned it very good, But, you know, I forget. This I never learned before, it's all new to me. Also, it's very good time well spent, because Mustavi, I would sit and waste most of the time. That's really the truth, even though I have a billion things I have to do, I do nothing. But I wouldn't anyway do anything, I'd just waste my time. All right, thank you so much. You and your wife, your family, altskut, hatzlacha in all of your inyanim, mitchilos of yatzayf. Baruch Hashem, you're very good children. Very impressed with your children. You're doing very good. You did something right.
I don't know.
You married the right woman.
I don't know. Thank you really very much for learning with me, family.
Please.
I really appreciate it. And it not only does it make Corona go faster, but it helps me. But it helps me gain a lot of ideas and stuff. And I do appreciate your sense of humor. So don't worry about that. That's very kind. I'm not giving you a hesed at all. But I will tell you. We'll finish off with another shtickle. How can we say Malach is a like Tyson asked the question in Rosh Hashanah, what do we say in the wrong word? We say Torah, Ksuvim, and Nevi'im, right? We don't do it in the order of Torah.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So Tyson gives an answer because the Ksukim really, really preceded the things that Tehillah and Mishlei Eel.
Historically, what came first? On the timeline.
On the timeline from Adam Arishan to Eliyahu.
Right, very true. It's a very, very important site. It's very, very true. Order, Seder.
Seder without the teeth of Jack. So that's very good. So I saw the brother say that it's because Torah refers to primarily Ava. Suvim is primarily Hovah, and Nevi'im is
very nice. Very nice. I like it. I like it very much. I like it very much.
Alright.
I'll tell you a very quick ha'ara. I was looking over. Is Wadi the first day laning? Laying about Hashem talking to Sarah. There, okay, obviously, every single pasuk there's a lesson, but there's a very powerful lesson in the laning that Avimelech said to Avram Avinu, "Don't lie to me." What's the lashon? I mean, this really struck me. When you make kiddush, it's the whole lashon is about emes. Udvorcha emes dekayam lo'ad. Where do you have emes in the Torah? I mean, you have all over a lot of different ideas, but over here in the laning, you can't ignore the fact that in the laning, the Hashem Pocha de Sarah, what does it say? It says, Avimelech, it says, Im Tishkar li, Hishviato, Hishavali velokim heina, Im Tishkar li ulinini ulinechti. That's a Mordika Musa. No one ever gave Klal Yisrael such Musa. The whole Avoida of Rosh Hashanah is all about Emes. You say in the Kiddush, Udvarcha Emes Vekayam Lo'ad. It's all about Emes. Emes, Emes, Emes. And laning is take Musa where it comes from. Hishavali Belokim Heina. In Tishka, don't lie to me. Not you, not your children, Ulanini, Ulanechti, all the way down, all generations. Jews, be honest. It's a Mordek Musa Haska. And we lane it, Mamish, for that.
besides all the other things, because, like, you know, all these different things, this aliyah to me is mamash, stands out as being the most important aliyah, the more than the in Tishkoli.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right.
The MS.
I always say, it says, Yisein Shemon Eshrei, Hashem is Matir Asurim. Who's the prisoner? Who, Rabashkin? What are you supposed to think about? What are you supposed to think about? Nachum, Matir Asurim, Matir Asurim. The whole day thing about Rabashkin, who's the Asurim? The answer is, you know who the prisoner is? MS. There is no greater prisoner in the veld than the Midah of MS. It's Alma de Shikra. How do you know I'm right? Because every time you have MS, you have Emunah. MS vi Emunah choyk v'lo yava. What's the next thing? Umatir asurim umikayim Emunah soili shenei afar. MS vi Emunah. The Emunah. In the Amuna, in the MS will be in the Scala. MS the Amuna. The Mati Asum, the MS is locked up in some bunker in some part of the world that no one even knows where it is. It's chained down like the Sifrei Torah or HaKodesh are. Chained down with ropes and chains. Why is the Torah in the Oran HaKodesh in chains? You ever go to Shul? The Minag Yisrael is the Sefer Torah is locked up in chains. Mamash, like Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay, it's like the Taliban. Open up the Urna Kodesh, you would think in the Urna Kodesh, Sefer Torah. No. Open up the Urna Kodesh, Sefer Torah. Chained down, locked down, in a safe, fireproof, locked up. You know why? Because the Sefer Torah is a prisoner. Torah is emes. Asher nosan lanu Torah is emes. It's a prisoner. Umatir asurim, release the prisoner. The MS of Torah is mamish locked up in this world. I mean it very seriously. Matir asurim.
I thought
that
was a practical reason.
No, it's like I asked this kid. Like I show a kid a picture of a telephone from 1980. Telephone on the wall, with thing. I asked him, do you know why there's a cord attached to the telephone? It's because it shouldn't get lost. In the olden days, they were very expensive. They were very expensive. We didn't want it to get lost, so we used to tie it to the wall. Today, you know, it'll cost you, go buy for $100, buy a new phone. What was this? It cost me a lot of money. I go, oh, really? Yeah, oh, I didn't know. Okay, now I know. they believe me also when I tell them this. They believe me. That's why it shouldn't get lost. Today we're greater people today. Today we're not afraid to get lost because today it's not going to get lost today. We don't need the cords.